union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning. I'm Chan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Bill Sardi, and we're going to be talking about some amazing scientific studies that have been done that show the advantage of one molecule. It's a resveratrol molecule that comes from red wine. It's been known for years that people in the southern part of Europe, the so-called those who consume the Mediterranean diet, which of course involves the drinking of red wine, certainly live longer. They're far more healthier than people in other parts of the world. And I'm going to let Bill tell you the incredible story about this incredible molecule, resveratrol, which cannot be patented, which is one reason why the drug companies will not do the research really necessary, because they want to make billions of dollars. And basically, if this were fully developed, and certainly all of the amazing aspects of this molecule were widely known, why there wouldn't be so much disease out there. And we're talking about industries that create billions of dollars. I think Lipitor makes about $8 billion a year. $8 billion a year does far more harm than good. But, of course, they can patent that, and how the patent's out, why they bought up the competition. People have tried to come on with a generic Lipitor, and they simply bought them up. Why? Because pharmaceutical industry is one of the most profitable industries, and I hate to say this, but they're responsible for so much disease and for suppressing effective treatments to save human lives. Bill Sardi, pick up the story.
We certainly would hope that our Food and Drug Administration was there. We need a referee on the basketball court to call the fouls, make everything fair, but the FDA has actually been an agency that if it would be abolished, the death rate would go down in the United States. Now, that's sad to say, but it has backed drugs that are unsafe, and they go by the label of FDA approved. And it's a sad day to say that, but that is what has occurred in the resveratrol molecule, a molecule given to us by nature, is something that's being pushed under the rug. And Americans need to be alerted to it. And it came to our attention in the Wall Street Journal, where a reporter was talking about the fascination he has with stem cells. Now, everybody, perk up your ears already. You heard the word stem cells, because stem cells are those specialized cells that can turn into heart cells and brain cells and muscle cells and nerve cells, and maybe we could inject them into damaged hearts and brains and get back and renew our tissues after they've been damaged after heart attacks and strokes and other damaging occurrences. So that is the promise of stem cells, and it started with embryonic, that we would have to get these from babies that have been aborted, and now a Nobel Prize being awarded to a researcher in Japan, because he showed you could take a person's own stem cells and harvest them, put them in a lab dish, grow them, and inject them back in into tissues in our body that need to be repaired. And so this development takes us away from the moral problems of thinking of using aborted babies as the stem cell source. And, of course, this is very promising. It's an interesting avenue. And, of course, we think of stem cells. We don't need to even get our own and harvest them. Your body makes them anytime your body is injured. And so the question is, how do I get them to survive? And actually, this was done in the heart. They took animals. They injected this red wine molecule called resveratrol. The stem cells survived instead of died off, and they made copies of themselves, and therefore the tissue in the heart was restored. And that was an important experiment. But what this journalist is saying in the Wall Street Journal is, he says this is still a long way off for us to be using stem cell technology. But what he does say is there's dramatic yield or dramatic gains in what we call disease modeling, because they model a disease in an animal, and then they see if some therapy would work before we use it in humans. And that's where the progress is being made. And he says that those breakthroughs are coming thick and fast, are his own words. Well, little does he know, you could put this to use today, for a dime store price, and he's waiting for years for this to occur. Because Wall Street wants things to make a fortune, to be turned into a get-rich scheme, to be a stock on Wall Street. And that's what's fantasized over, not so much the actual curing of anybody's disease. So the laziest investigator would find that there was a report here just 6 months ago, and they were talking about a very dire condition called diabetic cardiomyopathy. Cardio, the heart, myopathy, the muscle of the heart being destroyed. And it turns out that diabetics have a condition where it leads to the inability of the heart muscle to renew and repair itself. And you need a special kind of stem cell called a progenitor cell. It's the second generation from the stem cell. And if you get those, new blood vessels can come out and repair damage to the heart as it occurs. And diabetics have this damage going on. And what they showed was that if you used resveratrol, you gave it to the lab animals orally, that the stem-like cells, the progenitor cells, led to marked recovery of function. And this went on about a modest dose of about 175 milligrams equivalent in a human was used in these lab animals. And it said it remarkably abolished the decline in the pumping pressure of the heart. This is what happens to diabetics. They really die of heart failure. And it reversed the loss of the muscle mass and the scarring in the heart tissue itself. Now, this was done in animals. It was demonstrated. We're one step away from using this in humans. The question is, just when would that occur? The National Institutes of Health not sponsoring any study here. Nothing's on the drawing board. They're dragging their feet in cardiology. That's what the very interest in this red wine molecule was all about, because wine does show some demonstrable protection for the heart from heart attacks. And yet, in 8 years since resveratrol has become a popular dietary supplement and even a drug for a short time, there has not been one human clinical trial, and that's where we enter in to tell you about the story.
Hold the thought, Bill. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy a low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 Small Business Incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts, glory, Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Bill Sarley, and we're talking about resveratrol, this amazing molecule that comes from red wine. Bill, go ahead, pick up the story.
There are 21 million diagnosed diabetics in the United States. Half of them, 48%, have cardiomyopathy. Their heart is dying. It can't repair itself as damage occurs. As in a normal heart, they are progressing to eventual heart failure and then death. They use drugs intended for the heart, but not for this type of heart failure. They're modestly successful. They don't really address the cause of the disease. Here is a animal study on the table that tells us resveratrol might abolish cardiomyopathy in a modest dose. Higher doses would be deleterious. You take the choice for yourself. If you're on insulin or any diabetic medication, you might want to think of adding resveratrol. The doctors don't have an answer for this. And, of course, I want to advise the audience, because we just wrote about this at resveratrolnews.com, that out of 14 different brands of resveratrol pills that were studied in a recent report, only three of them actually worked. And so five of them only had the amount of resveratrol it said on the label, and then, of course, only three of them actually worked in a lab dish study. So it shows us that we've got 350 brands of resveratrol pills out there, and I am commercially involved in one of them, and I can tell you that it's going to be very difficult for consumers, and 80% of consumers are going to buy on price. They're going to go to Walmart, Costco, Walgreens, wherever, Rite Aid, and try to find a resveratrol pill, R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L, is a red wine molecule, is what it's known as. And the question is, is this going to work for you? You're going to be taking, you don't know whether it's going to work because it's a guessing game out there. Well, what actually happened and what we pointed out is that there actually is a study in animals where they did this with a branded product, which I helped to develop and formulate. It's on the market today, and they use this in a model of heart attack. Now understand, the doctors are begging for a company like the one I run to do human studies. Ladies and gentlemen, it would cost $50 million. It would take at least 5 to 7 years. About 3 out of 1,000 adults would have a heart attack in that period, and that's how we could find whether any kind of a pill would work. That's far beyond the ability of any dietary supplement company, let alone a drug company, to find all this out. But what they did in this animal model was they took the animal hearts, they subjected them to a heart attack, they gave them resveratrol before that, and the amount of damage to the heart was so small that it kept it from being a mortal event. They then took a pill that I helped develop called Longevinix, and they put it to a test to see if a branded product would work, and certainly it did. It worked twice as well. The damage to the heart was half as much. You're talking about millions and millions more heart cells, the muscle cells in the heart, from being damaged during an event, a heart attack. Some of us have silent heart attacks and don't even know it. So here is a pill that's off the shelf. You can use it. It's in the proper tested dose. Too much, it will work the other way and cause more damage to your heart. And actually, Longevinix was tested by researchers in Europe, and they found that it was not toxic at any dose. You could take the dose way up, whereas at very high doses of plain resveratrol, it actually was toxic to the heart and increased the area of damage in the heart. Now, I don't want you to be afraid of resveratrol pills. Take a modest dose below 200 milligrams or so, and you get the benefits if you can find a pill that actually has resveratrol in it. And the problem is resveratrol turns to a different molecule when it's exposed to light. Heat and oxygen also don't help it. It has to be specially prepared. The Longevinix pill is microencapsulated and folded in plant starches and sugars and starches, so that what happens, called dextrins, so that you can put it on a rooftop under sunlight and it won't decay. It has a long shelf life and it's protected. And that is the issue, is you're getting real lab-grade resveratrol here, whereas in the laboratory they keep it at minus 80 degrees, take it out and give it to the animals, and it's protected from light and heat and so on. Here you actually have a replication of this research-grade resveratrol, and this is why we think the product works so much better, and it's provided with other molecules that create a synergism and make it work far better. And, of course, what the FDA wants is for a company like ours to do a study and turn this into a drug. It would be more expensive that way, and to do that, they demand a double-blind placebo-controlled study. Now, a placebo is an inactive pill. It's a low bar to jump over. This is how all the FDA drugs are approved, against nothing. And can you imagine the bad ethics of trying to take high-risk people and give them a pill that has nothing in it and letting them die so we see how many will survive on the real active pill with resveratrol? Of course, it's not ethical. The World Medical Association says you need to test medicines against existing therapy, the drugs they use, the statin drugs, the beta blockers, and so on, not against nothing. And this is the bad ethics of it all. We wouldn't ever enter into such a study. And this is the very dilemma we face with wet macular degeneration, where actually the Longevinix pill is being utilized in humans under limited conditions, but in a small group of patients. It has dramatically worked when the existing drugs for wet macular degeneration have not worked.
Oh,
and, of course, they want us
there
to do a study
wet
with a placebo.
Wet macular degeneration is a condition that elderly people get that leads to blindness. So this is a different utilization of the Longevinix product. Go right ahead.
Miraculously, resveratrol and Longevinix, greater than resveratrol, inhibits new blood vessels that form at the back of the eye that are trying to bring oxygen to the tissues because they're oxygen starved. And it actually opens up the blood vessels called dilation, brings more oxygen there, and therefore the signal to make these abnormal blood vessels declines and they recede and the vision is spared and saved. And this is actually occurring in humans who they have a medicine to do this. They inject it by needle directly into the eye, and it's working, and we're appealing to the FDA in a petition to move ahead because it's going to take $4.5 million in 2 years, and 60,000 more people will go progress into permanent blindness. If we could use it today, we could certainly cut that off and have a chance, because the story is there any risk in taking a Longevinix pill? It's been on the market safe without serious side effect for 8 years. We've submitted safety data, and the only company to submit toxicity data to the FDA. So we're making an appeal to move ahead because we can't enter into a clinical study without their approval But worse yet, we can't find any doctors who want to study our pill. We got some exposure on a television station in Las Vegas where we have a shipping center, and a couple thousand people responded and were interested in the product, but not one eye doctor, because you're taking money out of their hands. They make money to inject the medicine for their office visits and for buying the medicine. So what happens is modern medicine isn't interested if they're not included in the profits. That's the clear story that's going on. It's still true here in diabetes. The drug companies don't like a non-patentable molecule like resveratrol. And so what happens is we only have one cardiologist in the United States who prescribes Longevinex as a resveratrol pill for cardiology. We think he's the only cardiologist in the country to prescribe any kind of resveratrol pill. They're dragging their feet. They're ignoring this wonderful development. And here it is working in humans for the eyes. It's working in animals. We can't go any further ethically with the study in humans for the heart. And, of course, we see other potential applications. I'm talking about brain disorders like Alzheimer's disease, as everybody knows. We don't have any medicine for it. And actually, the medicines that are being used shorten the lifespan by 2 years. You wonder, oh, my gosh, are they rubbing these people out and saving Medicare money? At any rate, why FDA-approved drugs can shorten your lifespan and be FDA-approved. And what they're proposing is they found a gene target. They call it P40. And if you block that gene target, then you reduce the plaque, the beta amyloid plaque in the brain. And therefore, that's a potential possibility for a new drug. They already have a drug that's used for skin conditions, and it blocks P40. So they want to use it for Alzheimer's disease. Ladies and gentlemen, how much does that drug cost? $33,576 a year for a full year of treatment. They preposterously propose 5.4 million Alzheimer's patients get that drug. It would cost $181 billion a year. The whole Medicare budget's only $617 billion. Do you imagine? Can you imagine the insanity of this? And, of course, the news, why we're here to tell you. Resveratrol blocks P40. I can't tell you it cures Alzheimer's disease. We don't know that. I haven't seen any case reports of this yet. But the issue is that this is what modern medicine is heading off to. Anything that's an over-expensive cure, they want. It's great for Wall Street. They line their pockets. It bankrupts medicine. And the question is, will the people wake up to these ruses and run for the resveratrol pills themselves? And they seem to be hesitant about the idea. They've been given all kinds of conflicting information. Overdoses have been used by researchers to try to say resveratrol doesn't work. It's the modest doses that work. If you want to know a product that has actually been tested in the right doses and works far better than plain resveratrol, the brand is called Longevinex. I happen to have formulated it, but I'm trying to give you good information. I know that 80% of you will want to pick a product off the shelf in the store that matches your pocketbook, not the science. None of the, very few of those are likely to work, but I'm trying to give you straight information here. If you're interested in the Longevinex pill, that's available at Longevinex.com, like the word longevity, Longevinex, with the word vine in the middle, like for a grape vine, and Longevinex.com, or at a phone number, 866-405-4000. There's the end-of-the-year sale going on right now, so you can get it very economically, 866-405-4000. But the point of our broadcast today is not to be an advertisement. The point is to alert you to the promise of a God-given molecule. When Jesus drank wine, he got 25 times more resveratrol than we get in a glass of wine today, because it was unfiltered. This is the way they made it. And, of course, he got a lot more of this. So this was true throughout all the biblical era. We don't have that today. there are remarkable health benefits from this. It mimics fasting, which is a biblical practice. It mimics what you get out of fasting. And I don't want to pretend that it certainly replaces fasting from a spiritual standpoint, but I want to make people aware that this is the goal, this is the idea, is to make a pill that you can eat and still get the benefits of calorie restriction, they call it today, or fasting. So that is the idea of it. This wonderful pill, this wonderful molecule resveratrol, if made properly and given in the right dose, can work miracles for people, and it's giving people back their vision today when modern medicines don't work. And that is the story. You don't see it on the front page of the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, because it's not going to make the elites a lot of money. This is the whole money grubbing that's going on in the story. You're confused because you're going to run to the internet and find all kinds of confusing information. And it is confusing. Right now, the National Institutes of Health is conducting a study of resveratrol and Alzheimer's disease, but they're using a toxic dose.
Well, that's all the talk. We'll be back in a moment with Bill Stardy here at the American Freedom Network.
Computer Lab in Fort Collins reminds us, most blood donors find giving blood to be a heartwarming experience. Give blood at least once in your life, if not several times a year. Your donation helps assure that blood will be there when someone you love needs it. This message is from Computer Lab in Fort Collins. If you're in need of computer repair, call the professionals at 219-0004. That's 219-0004. Or visit online at ColoradoComputerLab.com.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and there was a fellow named Dean Burke. He was a doctor. He was in charge of the National Cancer Institute study on chemotherapy. He had been in charge of that division of the National Cancer Institute for many years. I talked to him before he died about Laetril, a product that was used for the treatment of cancer. And he told me it was effective. It worked. It worked better than any of the chemotherapy agents that they'd studied. And I said, well, what about the Sloan Kettering study that said that Laetrile didn't work? And he said, oh, they specifically designed that study to demonstrate it wouldn't work. They designed the study to show that it wouldn't work because they didn't want a product to treat cancer, and they certainly didn't want to use Laetrile. It was efficient. It was economical. And so people have continued dying of cancer since that time. Well, Bill's talking certainly about a study they're doing on resveratrol now for Alzheimer's disease, and but they're giving it a dose that's way too high that's actually toxic. Why would you do something like that? Well, one possibility is you don't want to come up with a cheap and efficient product. You can't make any money on resveratrol, and you certainly don't want to show that it works or is effective. Well, before we go on, our telephone number here, if you have a question for Bill, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But before we go on, Bill, would you like to tell our listeners once again how they could learn more about your product, get to your website, and if they wanted to order Longevinex, how they could order it? I should say that Longevinex is not only resveratrol, it has vitamin D in it, it has quercetin and one other product. But how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the product?
Of course, resveratrolnews.com carries a lot of information free of any commercial influence. I write that column, Resveratrol News, R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L. And, of course, I formulate a pill that is on the market, longevinex.com, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X.com, or 866-405-4000. We'll say that a few more times for everyone listening. I want to recap what we've said. Stem cells, they're fascinating. Your body makes them. Resveratrol helps them survive. You can take it orally in the right dose. It will make a dramatic difference. Your body repairs itself properly then and regenerates itself. And miraculously, if you can catch on to this, as if resveratrol has a brain, it inhibits new blood vessels at the back of the eye while simultaneously promoting new blood vessels so that damaged hearts can be repaired in the heart. It knows what to do, and this is almost miraculous in what it does. At the back of the eye, it's inhibiting new blood vessels. Well, that's important, but the model for this is a disease called wet macular degeneration, but it's a model for another disease. Actually, the drug that they inject into the human eye today to treat wet macular degeneration and cause these abnormal blood vessels to recede is an anti-cancer drug. And the idea of it was to starve tumors and that they would vanish and collapse because they couldn't get nutrition. The blood vessels that supply the nutrients for them would recede. And that was the idea. Then they used it for wet macular degeneration, meaning resveratrol is a molecule that really has application to cancer. And the very cancer drug they're using to treat the eye, when it doesn't work, the pill that I formulated called Longevinex is working. In 16 out of the first 17 cases it was used. We're begging modern medicine to pay attention. It would theoretically, I say only theoretically, be the most profound anti-cancer remedy available as well. Now, we can't make any claims. You understand this. It takes 5 years to see if a cancer drug works because you need 5 year survival data. But cancer patients or patients that are losing their sight or diabetics whose hearts are being affected by cardiomyopathy haven't the time to wait. So you're going to have to use best available evidence. Is there a chance of harm? If you keep the doses modest and low, there's very little side effect. And actually, people even taking large doses have had some modest side effects, but nothing mortal. So it's a safe product to use. And so we make everyone aware. Now, what they're doing in Alzheimer's disease is they're giving the patients 1,000 and then progressing up to 2,000 milligrams because they say the drug doesn't get through what they call the blood-brain barrier. I say drug, it's a natural molecule. But it's getting through the blood-ocular barrier in the eye, and that is a proven product called Longevinex, and it certainly is getting through into the brain. So I make people aware these are phony assumptions, and what's going to happen out here in the future, they're going to use this megadose, these patients in their 80s and so on other drugs. It's going to cause a side effect with the other drugs. They're going to report they had to abandon the study. It was dangerous. Everybody will spit the resveratrol pills out of their mouth. It will become like the drugs that caused the birth defects in the past, and it'll be banished forever. And that's what they're trying to do with this wonderful molecule. We've communicated with those researchers, told them they're using a toxic dose. They're proceeding ahead. It's a dereliction of duty, you might say. I have a new report here. It's just going to be available at resveratrolnews.com today. And it's talking about modern medicine needs to sidestep resveratrol in order to introduce newly touted multi-gene targeted drugs. What they're admitting is most of the drugs in today that are offered to us target single genes, and they don't really have broad action. Diseases, as we know of aging, affect hundreds of genes, if not thousands of them. They need broader acting drugs, so they're going to develop these. There is no broader acting molecule on our genetics, on our genome, our library of genes, than resveratrol. And in a study published in 2008, they showed that if you use resveratrol in little lab animals over a short term, 12 weeks, it activated 225 longevity genes. If you gave it to the animal over 3 years of their lifetime, 831 longevity genes. But we use Longevinex in a short term, and it activated 1,711 genes. And it activated 81%. It switched 81% of the 831 longevity genes in the same direction as a calorie-restricted diet, which is what prolongs, doubles the lifespan of laboratory animals. So plain resveratrol only activated 20% of these 831 genes, and Longevinex activated 81% of them. So, again, this is another study that's being ignored. Modern medicine is admitting its medicines don't work. They need to make broad-acting drugs that target many more genes than their single gene-targeted drugs. They're admitting their pills don't work, but they're committing hara-kiri because if they have broad-acting drugs, they're going to cure more than one disease. The mantra for today, the model is a single drug for a single disease. That's how medicine's making its money. Did I just tell you
number,
that Longevinex works for the eyes?
877-254-7524. We'll be right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Computer Lab in Fort Collins reminds us, most blood donors find giving blood to be a heartwarming experience. Give blood at least once in your life, if not several times a year. Your donation helps assure that blood will be there when someone you love needs it. This message is from Computer Lab in Fort Collins. If you're in need of computer repair, call the professionals at 219-0004. That's 219-0004. Or visit online at coloradocomputerlab.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Bill, I can tell you I've taken the product for 8 years since it first came out. My wife has as well. In fact, when she started to take it, why her hair was beginning to turn gray, as soon as she started taking it, why her hair turned black again and or dark again, and it's maintained that for the last years. Of course, my hair is started out gray, and it's still gray. It didn't affect me, but apparently it has affected some of the people who've taken it. And when you actually see something like that, why, of course, you realize that this really does work. It has a specific effect. It turns on approximately 1,711 genes. In other words, it acts specifically on genes and autism. Just resveratrol by itself is a little over 200 genes, but this product, Lonsevenex, is over 1,700 genes. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. Indeed, an amazing product that certainly has been shown in studies actually to change and treat a wet macular degeneration and preserve the sight of 16 of the 17 people who actually took this after they had failed the treatments as far as the injection of the eye itself. So go right ahead, Bill.
Our researcher at the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago, who bravely went ahead and got Lonsevenex used among patients who had no hope and were losing their sight, he's trying to publish a paper on this. He submitted to four journals. It's in its fourth review now. They refused to publish it. In 2008, the gene study I referred to you, told you about, published in Experimental Gerontology about the 1,711 genes activated by Lonsevenex. The researchers appeared on the 60 Minutes CBS television show. They knew a remarkable discovery had been made. They never said a word about Lonsevenex, that a pill did far better than plain Lonsevenex in their studies in the animals. They never said a word about it. They refused to lecture on it. And this is the kind of stonewalling, and, well, they just ignore good results when they find them, and this is what's going on. If they can't cash in, modern medicine and the researchers, FDA, National Institutes of Health, they're all working in league with each other. If they can't profiteer, they're a medical mafia. If they can't profiteer, you're not going to get it. That's it. If they can't make money, and this is what's going on in ophthalmology today, our researcher reported on these results at a major meeting with a big poster, a presentation, and, of course, what happened? Not one eye doctor called. We've been certainly exposed on the television in the Las Vegas market. It was on television about the promising research with Lonsevenex and this blinding eye disease called wet macular degeneration, and not one eye doctor called to inquire about it and use it. Remember, we're talking about patients who have no hope. The medicines they're using, as miraculous as they are failing a good number of patients. That's all we want to use this on. And, of course, no interest by modern medicine as long as they can't cash in. I know we love our doctors. We need them. There are many good ethical doctors. But in medicine, it's becoming a game of profiteering that more than it is healing. I think everyone knows this. And, of course, we're just catching them at their game. If we were in trying to prove this in the heart, why only 3 out of 1,000 people in 5 years have a heart attack, it's hard to prove. It's difficult to prove in cancer. You have to have 5-year survival data. But in the eye, people can see without a blood test, without an X-ray, without a doctor telling them that their vision is better. And they're discovering this miraculous drug. Now, we have a molecule called resveratrol. There's a lady who was on television, had 17 injections of medicine. It didn't work. She was going blind. Longevinix brought her vision back. She got her driver's license back. But more so, her husband was taking the pill to encourage her to take her pills. And he took a Longevinix capsule every day. His first visit to his internal medicine doctor found that his hemoglobin A1C was normal. He no longer had diabetes. His subsequent visit to his cardiologist found that he no longer had atrial fibrillation, a fluttering of the top chambers of his heart. That had vanished. His third visit was to his ophthalmologist. He had an eye injury 22 years ago. He couldn't get good vision out of one eye. All of that vanished, and he had almost perfect vision in that eye now. Now imagine the amount of drugs modern medicine would try to dream up to treat all three of those conditions. They all resolved with one pill. So I make you aware that we have a promising future. It's a good news story. We've got a lot of bad news in the world today. But I wonder if you are the kind of person that can make an independent decision. And this is where our problem is. Americans who can't make an independent decision about their finances or their health and rely on others are vulnerable to being manipulated, just like we see here, where they're going to have someone else tell them it's okay. But those people have a vested interest, and they're not going to let you know what's going on. I'm trying to be as honest as I can. Get a resveratrol pill of some kind. God bless you. I hope you find one that works. Very few of them do. It has to be in the right dose. It has to be preserved. If you want to know about a pill that I helped develop, it's called Longevinix. We'd be happy to help you find it. But get a resveratrol pill. Skip the drugs. Try to get off of these dangerous drugs. They're nothing but problematic. And try to find health rather than disease. This is our problem. And so many of our drugs are to treat disease rather than to make you healthier. There's a big difference there. We would love for you to find health and get out of this healthcare system, which is really a disease care system, and help you find health. And if you have loved ones of advanced age and you want to keep them out of the nursing home, these pills are a godsend for people struggling with trying to remain independent as they get older. So I make you aware the investment in this is far less than going to a nursing home and so on. So you need to get educated. You need to experience it. And, of course, we want you to do that. Don't fall into the clutches of modern medicine. It's become too self-centered. Try to find a resveratrol pill that works for you.
We're out of time, Bill. God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I should mention I do carry an ad for Pillon 17X, but I believe in the product. I've taken it 3 years, as has my wife, and I'm doing pretty well. As you know, I'll be 84 in February, and my mind still works fairly well. I think it's an excellent product. I've been looking over Bill's shoulder since he first marketed the product, and it's amazing the things that it will do. And yet, of course, it's not widely used. Anyway, I wanted to talk briefly again about what happened in Newtown at Sandy Hook School. And, of course, who was responsible? The Connecticut legislature that had passed legislation that said you could not have a weapon in a school to defend the children. What we need are weapons in our schools to defend our children. And in the states where they have legislation that says, oh, you can't have a gun in school, you make every child there susceptible. If the principal at Sandy Hook School or any of the administrators that had a gun, they could have stopped the massacre. Your child is not safe in a school today because nobody can have a gun there to protect them, at least in most schools. And I'm sure this is true in Colorado. And you've got to get involved. Basically, in a nation where we've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, where we teach our kids there is no morality, where our kids watch violent and play violent video games where they're constantly killing people, or where, of course, one in every 50 to 60 boys has autism, Adam Lipsky in Newtown had Asperger's disease. Their minds are altered. You don't see this, of course, in children who do not take the vaccines. You almost never see autism in Mennonite or Amish children. We're poisoning the minds of our kids. And when one in 50 to 60 boys has autism and their mind is altered, we need to have some means of protecting our children in school. And you should start talking about this, the importance of having either armed guards in our schools or have the teachers armed, the administrators have the right to keep and carry a weapon to protect the children. We need to protect our children. President Obama is right, but of course he wants to take the guns away from the people, and when you take the guns away from the people, you ensure that, of course, they will be killed. Norway has strict guns. They have no guns allowed. That's why when a criminal went to one of the islands there in Norway, he killed 69 people. He killed 69 people recently in a nation where they've outlawed guns. When people are armed, you do not have the violence. In Israel, when they had the terrorists targeting their schools, they armed the teachers, they had armed guards in the schools, and the terrorism stopped. The killing of the Israeli children stopped, and we need to do that in America. And you start calling, ladies and gentlemen, you call your local radio stations, and you call your local newspapers and your magazines, and you tell others, we need to have our people armed. Basically, they're going to try to take the guns away from our people, which would only endanger the lives of more children. Who's responsible for what happened? The people who want to take away the right of the people to be armed. And they did that in Connecticut, and they left those children to be killed. If the administrator, the principal had had a weapon, why, of course, all those people wouldn't have been killed. In Clackamas, Oregon, 2 days before the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, why a man went into one of the malls there with an automatic weapon and a couple of pistols and started shooting people. He shot two people. His gun jammed, but he still had his pistols. But a man came out with a gun and pointed it at him. And what did the killer do? He immediately shot himself. Two people died and one was wounded. Dozens could have died if it hadn't been for the fact there was a man with a gun there. But you're not going to hear about this sort of thing. Guns save lives, ladies and gentlemen. Our number 1-800-544-8977 is till tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense.